AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hermine is moving up the Atlantic. Right now, it's far enough away from the coast in Maryland to only produce rough surf. Jim Derrick owns Seashells Shop Incorporated in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
It's sunny and beautiful out. Not hurricane weather by any means.
In New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie says there has been some flooding.
Some reporting about, you know, comparing this somehow to Sandy levels. This is not even close to what we're talking about there, and I think it's getting less so.
The National Hurricane Center warns dangerous storm surges could continue along the coast from Virginia to New Jersey. Both sides in the race for president are reacting to Donald Trump's visit to Detroit.
Dr. Ben Carson, who was with Donald Trump Saturday in Detroit, says the church visit wasn't just for show.
This is a subject about which he cares deeply.
Not so, says New York Congressman Gregory Meeks, a Hillary Clinton supporter, who's the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus PAC.
You have what I think is a bait and switch scenario that Donald Trump is trying to put on and to, you know, in the words of Marco Rubio, con the American people, in this instance, con African Americans.
Both Meeks and Carson appeared on Fox News Sunday. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Projections in Germany indicate a nationalist anti-immigration party performs strongly in a state election in the region where Chancellor Angela Merkel has her political base. Police outside Houston say two men died in a plane crash as they were apparently performing stunts. The plane went nose down into a river. While the University of Nebraska honored punter Sam Fultz, who died in a car crash this summer, someone broke into his brother's home and car. Police say it happened sometime after the family left to attend yesterday's game. The thieves took items worth roughly $1,400, including a television and some tools. This is AP Radio News. The horror thriller Don't Breathe is the top movie again at the box office.
What are you going to do now, huh? Stop!
How many of you are there?
It's about an ill-considered heist of a blind man. Several new releases struggled to get an audience at the box office over the Labor Day weekend. Paris hosted its first drone festival. These drones are not to hunt down terrorists. They're used just for fun. Drones of different shapes and sizes raced along the Champs-Élysées. Among the racers, 16-year-old Luke Bannister from Britain.
It's like you're in the drone. So you're in the drone, you race around the track, and you're no longer in your body. You're in the drone. It doesn't matter of age. As long as you have the dexterity to control the drone, anyone can do it.
Civilians are forbidden from flying them over Paris without special permission. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.